Welcome to Smart Energy Voices, an SED podcast, featuring conversations with leaders of the energy transition, hosted by Smart Energy Decisions' own Deborah Channel. In each episode of Smart Energy Voices, Deborah digs deep with industry movers and shakers to reveal insights you can learn from in their stories, personalities, and visions for the future. All right, let's dive in.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Deborah Channel, and we're so happy to have you back here with us at Smart Energy Voices. If you've been enjoying the podcast, I hope you can take a few minutes to give us a review on iTunes with that 5-star rating, and we'd really appreciate it. Today, we're joined by Kulsoom Khan. She's Energy Efficiency Manager at Conjubec and the winner of a 2023 WISE Award, that's Women in Smart Energy. And she won for an Energy Ambassador program that she created at her company that is, it's centered within the energy department that she works in, but it's having a terrific effect company-wide. And I was really excited to have her on stage at our Net Zero Forum as one of our WISE-winning panelists, but even more thrilled to have her here and have a great one-to-one conversation with her about her career, how she started this program, and the effect that it's having throughout Conjubec. So let's get started and welcome Kulsoom Khan to Smart Energy Voices. Kulsoom Khan, welcome to Smart Energy Voices. I'm really happy to have you as really our first WISE winner interview. And I want to start off by just having you tell us a little bit about Conjubec and your role as Energy Efficiency Manager.
Yeah. Hi, Deborah. Nice to be here. Thank you for the opportunity. Yeah. So Conjubec is a logistics and supply chain company. We are the second largest in Canada, and I am the Energy Efficiency Manager with them. So my role basically is to do anything related to energy efficiency with all of my facilities across the country. So whether it's, you know, doing energy projects or working on energy saving initiatives, I also do different work with different government agencies or different contractors regarding, you know, getting energy funding or grants for my projects as well. And of course, I'm also doing other things like training and education for my employees and regarding energy efficiency as well within my company. So I'm doing kind of a lot of things, you know, energy procurement, energy education, energy management. So I have a lot of hats on at the same time, but I love it. It's challenging, but also fun at the same time.
And you put on a lot of those hats yourself, didn't you? You kind of sought out some of these jobs that might not have been strictly part of your job description. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. So my job, I tell this to everybody, that it was actually created for me. Like, I was hired and the role was created for me, catered to me and what I wanted to do. And the different hats I've put on are based on what I wanted to accomplish and what things I want to challenge myself with. And everything I do aligns with the goals my company has as well. So at the end, it was challenging at first to kind of set the role up basically for me and set the framework up. So now let's say anybody else comes into this role after me, they will know what to do. But when I came in, there was no framework. I had to develop that and set that into play. So that's been an interesting journey, but so far it's great and I'm loving it.
That's great. So you've set a template for people coming in after you.
Exactly. Yeah. Set the kind of the footsteps they can walk in, kind of like I say that. But yeah, definitely. Like, I call it the energy efficiency framework. Conjubec has that framework already, you know, documented and set up. So if anybody else comes in, and even like our customers or vendors that we work with, they're asking us questions about our energy efficiency strategies or what we're doing in Conjubec, that framework that we have set in place has answers to all those questions. It's basically our internal, you can say, strategy and how we approach energy efficiency as a company.
So you're stepping into a role that was created for you. What was your career path like before that? Where did you come from, so to speak?
Yeah, for sure. So I came to Canada in 2010. I joined high school here and then I went to university and I studied chemical engineering in university. Right after I graduated from my university, I actually took on a role in construction and engineering. So a very, very different path at the beginning when I started off my career. And from there, I switched into kind of like facilities maintenance kind of a role. And then this is where kind of my story started with energy management, because in my previous company before Conjubec, there was a role that was being canceled or discontinued. Like, with, it was called the energy manager role for the site I was working at. Before they could completely remove the role, I actually went and took the initiative to take on that role plus my original maintenance job that I was doing. So I took on the two roles at the same time. And I did that for a few months before my management decided, okay, she can do the job well. Let's permanently transition her into the energy manager role. And that's when I took the initiative, took it on myself to just build myself into that energy manager role. And then I went on to do like different certifications, training, education, got my experience, you know, hands-on experience in the field. And then when I switched to ConjaBec, I had all that kind of experience and learnings with me. And then I literally transitioned into a full-on energy manager role from the beginning at ConjaBec. So the role is energy efficiency manager, but a lot of the duties I do are what energy managers do. And now I'm also doing energy procurement and energy project management. And there's different things that have come into play at my role at ConjaBec, but it wasn't an easy path, I would say. Like I had to build this for myself and kind of push myself into this role. It wasn't just handed down to me. And I had to really like work on figuring out how this role actually works and educate myself, get the right knowledge, get the right resources, and go from there. Yeah.
And prove yourself every step of the way.
Exactly. Yeah. If I hadn't proved myself without all the hard work and without all the dedication I had to this role, it wouldn't be possible that I would be here right now. And if I hadn't shown all the results that I had showed with my energy savings and different KPIs that I had to prove myself with, this wouldn't be possible for sure.
Okay, let's dig a little deeper into your WISE Award for mentorship. Now, the program that you created is called the Energy Ambassador Program. So let's start at the beginning. What inspired you to create this program?
Yeah, so this program was created from many different factors coming together. So one thing I would mention is because ConjaBec is a logistics supply chain company, we are part of an organization that's called the GCCA, the Global Cold Chain Alliance. The GCCA has a program of their own that's called the Energy Excellence Recognition Program, so EERP. That program, basically a lot of the companies who are part of the cold chain can participate in that program to prove themselves as being energy efficient. So when I joined the company, my CEO, first thing I joined the company, his first mandate for me was to get all of ConjaBec sites enrolled or to participate in that energy excellence program that the GCCA has. And the program is pretty extensive. You have to do a lot of data collection, a lot of trend analysis to kind of prove yourself as being energy efficient. So that's where I needed help to get all that data collection and information gathered and get everything done for each of the site. And that's where the idea of the energy ambassador kind of came to life. Because once I put that into play and I had an energy ambassador assigned for each site, that representative at each site could help me get all the information I need and get us going for the Energy Excellence Program enrollment. And after that, once we had that program set up, we actually decided that we're going to grow this mentorship program and use it in our favor to do many more things, you know, with regards to our spreading our energy culture or educating our employees about energy efficiency within ConjaBec. So not only that we're going to be like recognized in this Energy Excellence Program, we're also going to be on a daily basis on sites working on reducing our energy, you know, whether it's like doing small things like shutting off your lights before you leave or not opening doors between different temperature spaces, things like that. So it became like kind of like a part of our culture now. So Energy Ambassador Program is literally part of our culture. So now we're hiring new employees and we tell them a lot of the things when we're hiring new people about what we do at ConjaBec, but we also tell them about the different programs we have. And Energy Ambassador Program is one of them. It's one of the highlights we have in our onboarding package now that when we're hiring employees, we let them know. And I'm getting, you know, a lot of people interested in the program and it's become like a trend at ConjaBec, you can say.
A recruiting tool also. That's really interesting. And was it like that from the start? Was it a heavy lift to get the ambassadors in each location or were people seeing the value of this right away?
Yeah, it was a lot of work at the beginning to set this up and to actually sell it to my management, but also the employees, because they had to really come on board with the whole program and the idea of what we're doing. Once I had the people on board that were going to be my ambassadors, to get them onboarded into the program, to get them set up and to get them actually to work with me on the different initiatives that we have going on, that was definitely a challenge at the beginning because, of course, this program is aside from your main role at ConjaBec, right? So this would be like a side role you're doing. It's extra work on top of what you're already doing. A lot of people were hesitant at first. They were not able to commit the hours and all. But once we figured out the rhythm of how this will go with the different supervisors and managers involved in the whole process, we figured out a way, actually, like I mainly figured out a way to work with my people because I'm the manager of the program. And my ambassadors really just like work with me directly about the energy initiatives and different things we're doing. So now I think it's much better. It's been like 2 years since the program started. And now it's come to a point where we're actually recruiting more ambassadors. We're actually growing the program and it's becoming really, really popular at ConjaBec. Yeah.
I want to back up for a minute. Let's talk about what you needed internally from supervisors and managers. How did you get internal allies for this program?
Yeah, so definitely the first, I think the energy excellence program that we were enrolling in, that was a big selling point for me because the managers 100% were in line with our CEO's mandate about getting us enrolled in that program. So that's one step. The second was actually have real energy efficiency at ConjaBec. Like, you know, that's the big question that everybody was asking. And my answer to that to my senior management was, the answer is our people. They're the ones who are going to help us get there. They're the ones who are going to help us save the actual energy, save the actual dollars. And there's no real like magic to it. It's just get your people on board, get them involved in the energy culture, and then it's going to work. And I think that's where I had to sell this concept to my upper management. And then they were on board after a while, after we had a few discussions and did presentations, you know, went to the whole business case process. They came on board. And now I think they understand the importance of this program as part of our company's energy culture.
The answer is our people. Okay, that's the t-shirt.
It's a great t-shirt idea, yes.
It's a great one. All right, we'll license that together. I like that a lot. That's really what it comes down to. So that's great. And let's talk now a little bit more nuts and bolts in terms of how you're working with these teams, you know, with these ambassadors all over. Is it a regular meeting? Is it regular reporting? You know, it's certainly extra work for them that we'll talk about how that's paying off with some accomplishments. But what is the actual communication and the actual work to get all these ambassadors together?
Yeah. So right now, because as I mentioned, they have their own original jobs and, you know, they have a lot of things going on at the same time. So I try not to overcommit them to the program as well. So what we do right now is we do a monthly checkpoint. I call it the monthly touch point, actually. That's when all the ambassadors are available. It's 1 hour a month. We sit together and we kind of deep dive into, you know, what's been happening, status updates, different things. Like we talk about upcoming initiatives or updates regarding the program, things like that. And then on an ongoing basis, I have an open line of communication with my ambassadors. So whether it's email, on the phone, or we have like a Teams group that people can post updates in, you know, things like that. A Microsoft Teams group. So that's really helpful for us to stay in touch on a daily basis. And that's how I usually communicate with my team members. And one thing I want to mention is another added challenge for my side is ConjaBec is also, they're a Quebec-based company. So a lot of the ambassadors I have, actually two ambassadors mainly, who are mainly French-speaking. So I'm not a French speaker. So that's another thing we have to figure out of how to communicate with the French-speaking members. But we don't discriminate. We want everybody to be a part of the group, whether you're speaking English only or French only. We actually have hired translators into our group as well, who are also other employees working at ConjaBec, but they are doing the job of translating for me. So that's a fun side thing I have to manage.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I imagine that comes into play in a lot of other areas of your business if you're both English and French-speaking.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Like our customers are like that. Not a lot of them are French speaking. A lot of their customers we have are mainly English speaking. And, you know, if they're dealing with people who speak French only in the Quebec side, then we have to figure out translation. I think email and just that is a really good tool because you can easily translate, you know, messages. But it's different than speaking to a person. You know, speaking to somebody in French is totally different. And to have those translators in my energy ambassador team, it really helps to get my message across. I do such a better job in talking to somebody than actually writing an email about it. I don't know, maybe it's just because of my people skills and I'm just good at communication that way. And sometimes, you know, you can write something and it come across a different way than you want it to. That happens a lot. So I think talking to somebody is way better than just writing something to them.
It's a more personal connection. I think the nuance and the enthusiasm come through differently when you're speaking versus writing. So I can see that happening. That's interesting. And it's great that it's so inclusive throughout the company, you know, in both languages. That's terrific.
We made it a point, yeah, to make it inclusive like that.
I'm curious, these energy ambassadors, at what level in terms of experience are they? Are you getting the new enthusiastic people? Are you getting people that have been there a while that have much more experience? What's that mix like?
Yeah. So when we started the program, we made it a point that I wanted to get more people who are maybe not at the leadership level and people who are at the floor level, we say, you know, like forklift operators, operation supervisors, health and safety, different people who maybe are not even more technical backgrounds. This way, they get their hands on experience on the technical side of things, which when it comes to energy management at ConjuBec. So, you know, we do certain things that are more technical in nature. And for people who don't have that experience, it's a good learning opportunity for them. It's a good experience for them. So we made it a point to do that. And of course, to have people who are floor workers versus managers in the team, because this is an opportunity for them to shine and show their hard work and show their talent to the company. So whatever we do, it's showcased to our management at some point, right? We have presentations or they see the numbers, the results, and it comes through. And the employees who are in my ambassador group, they can eventually take that back to their own managers and showcase it as their accomplishment, you know, for their performance reviews or whatever they're doing on in their teams. Yeah.
Right. It's professional development and it's showing results for the company. I mean, that's a win-win. So let's talk about the accomplishments and the results of this program. What are your bosses must be thrilled about something? What's making them happy?
Yeah. So we are doing many different things to kind of track the results that for ConjuBec. So one thing we're doing is we're tracking this KPI of kilowatt hour per cubic feet, which basically tells you how much energy your site is using per the square footage of your facility. So this KPI is actually an industry standard that's being tracked by the GCCA again, like the organization I spoke about earlier. So if you are at that average or under that average, means you're doing great. So the average right now is 1.12, but all of my sites are all under one. Like that's the technical way of saying it. But that's a good thing because we want to be under that industry average, or basically you want to be almost zero because that means you're using like barely any energy at your facilities, right? That's what I want. I literally go and joke around with my guys and I'm like, can you guys just shut down everything? And it will make my job very easy, right? At the end of the day. But that's how we kind of track that KPI. And that's a big KPI that my senior management looks at because that shows us if we're performing well with our energy efficiency at our sites. And on top of that, we also look at year over year energy savings that we have. But again, those energy savings could be coming from many different factors. So a more accurate representation of our energy savings is that KPI that I just spoke about, because that tells us how we're performing with our volume usage in our facilities, right? Because we're like a warehousing company. Our warehouse volume is the main factor that we're kind of tracking with regards to energy usage. So if we're not using our space well and we're wasting energy somehow, doesn't look good for us. So we're trying to utilize our space and maximize our energy usage to use it as efficiently as possible.
It's interesting. You've got very definite results and KPIs that you're hitting. You've got a cultural, you know, as you said, the energy culture, the awareness of that is really expanded throughout the company. Again, energy is not, you know, it's a logistics company. Energy is not what everybody does, but it's touching on every department and what everybody does. So everybody has a chance to participate.
Oh, exactly. And I say this too, it's true for our, like the logistics supply chain industry. Energy usage is the second highest expense we have in the company. And the first one is labor. Energy is the second highest expense. And that's why I have so much visibility on it from everybody at the company, because all of our, the company goals and results kind of depend on that, you know, how much energy we use in a way. And that's where all the departments get involved. Maybe they're not directly involved, but at some point they have a footprint that is contributing to the overall energy usage. And that's where they can contribute and help out and reduce their overall footprint. And that's what I tell to people who are maybe not directly, like, for example, what I mean is like my refrigeration team, the people who are running the sites, they're directly involved in using the energy 100%. But then there's people who are in the offices, you know, using computers, turning on their lights and not turning them off on time, things like that. It's small, small things, but it adds up. at the end of the day. It adds up, and they can just, you know, do those small things here and there to help us save the energy. And it really makes a difference at the end.
Yeah, it's great to raise that awareness throughout the company. Very good. All right. So what's next? What are the next steps for the program, for you? What's your next goal?
Yeah. So we are continuing our participation in the Energy Excellence Program, and that's an yearly kind of check or data collection we have to do. And my ambassadors helped me with that step. On top of that, we're also thinking of launching some internal employee campaigns right now, which is really exciting for me because so far we have been focusing on numbers and doing a lot of energy saving initiatives. But the employee campaigns are what you just mentioned, Deborah, like part of the culture and more working with the people that we have. So some ideas we have thought of right now is we're going to be putting up some communication posters across the company in different sites. So a big spot that we have discovered where people waste energy in our sites is when they leave doors open between our two different temperature spaces. So what that does is it's like leaving your fridge open, right? Your fridge is really cold, but then the outside room is very warm. So you're leaving your fridge open, it's wasting energy. Same thing with our freezers. If you're leaving this door open between a warmer space and a cold space, you're like wasting a lot of energy. And a lot of our employees do that. So what we're thinking of doing is putting up these posters that kind of tell the employees, okay, you leave this door open for 5 minutes. This is how much energy you're wasting, and this is how much it's costing the company. Kind of like that. But doing it in a very smart way that it makes you kind of feel almost guilty that you're leaving that door open and wasting all that money, you know, because they don't see that visually. We'll make the posters in a visual way that people can see and, oh, okay, I'm not supposed to leave this door open. Let's close it now, you know, and don't do that. As just as an example, that's an employee campaign we're going to do.
It's great because it, in addition to making them feel guilty, you're making them feel like they're contributing to a solution.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Everybody wants to be part of the solution. So that's a great idea. And again, simple things that add up in a big company. I'm going to look at my refrigerator next and see what I'm doing in that kitchen. But on, I can just imagine multiplied by thousands.
Oh, yeah. Everyday residential home, same thing, right? Like you're like summer right now and we all have our air conditioning on, right? But if you're leaving your front door open or your windows, maybe one of your windows in your house is left open and you don't know about it and it's wasting energy. So it's like things like that that we find across our sites as well. And I think just working with the employees to figure out where those gaps are, where those energy gaps, I call them, like where we're actually losing that energy that we could be saving, we can really like work on something big here and save a lot of energy that way. So yeah, that, I think next steps for the program is just that, like just working with the people, growing our program in that sense that we're doing these kind of communication projects or the campaigns. Or, and another idea we had was we're also going to do like an energy hunt. We call it like an energy hunt at our sites. And I will give my employees or my ambassadors a list of things I need them to kind of go and hunt for that are wasting energy at the site. And it will be kind of like a scavenger hunt, but it's like an energy hunt, if that makes sense. But it's a fun way to get everybody involved, not just the ambassadors, but they could have their whole, like whoever's on the floor working with them involved in this kind of fun energy hunt kind of activity. And I know we will find areas where we could save energy. So I think that's what I want my program to kind of go towards and not just have the energy ambassadors do all the work, but actually have other employees involved as well, who are maybe not part of the program right now.
Sounds great. And again, I really applaud this effort. We said it's very inclusive in terms of who the ambassadors are, but it's also bringing it to everybody in the company and letting them have a feel for what can be done and what should be done and letting them participate in the solution. So congratulations on a really good program. And just a final question. And I remember when we were, you spoke on our panel at a recent Net Zero Forum, and we asked the audience how many had mentorship programs or ambassador programs, and a good number of them did. But for the ones that don't, what's the first step? What advice would you give to somebody looking at creating a program like this and bringing it to their management as an idea?
I think the first step I would say is to go and look at your employees and the kind of culture you have and the kind of culture you want to set, whether it's an energy culture you're looking for or whether it's safety culture you're looking for. Anything that you're focusing on in your company and you want to go towards that. So when I joined the company, I saw that the energy culture wasn't there. Honestly, it wasn't because people didn't have the realization that energy is the second highest cost for us and it's costing us a lot of money to run our sites. And when I came in, that was the first thing I did. I brought that to everybody's attention. And then we came up with the idea of the Energy Ambassador Program to have kind of more focus on energy at each site, you know, at the local level. And so that's the advice I would say. I think, again, the answer is the people. They're the ones who are running your facilities. They're the ones running your buildings. The employees, the things they're doing is what's costing you money at the same time, but also making you money. So you have to figure out what's the right balance and what can you do to kind of save the cost there. And I think the people is the answer again. Again, just working with them and figuring out how the culture is and how you can improve the employee culture. Yeah.
Well, Kulsum Khan, the 2023 WISE Award winner for her mentorship program at Conjabec, thank you so much for being with us today and for sharing your insights and the way that you got this program up and running. I'll be curious to hear about the successes going forward and how it expands. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Deborah, for the opportunity. It was nice to be talking to you as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Kulsum Khan. I really appreciate the insights and information that you gave us. And I think it's going to be very inspirational to others that are trying to get these programs started at their own companies. And to our listeners, thanks as always for engaging with our content and for being part of the Smart Energy Decisions community. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Tell your colleagues and peers about it. And to learn about how you can become part of our next event, visit our website, smartenergydecisions.com. We're really excited about sharing these conversations with the leaders of the energy transition in this podcast, on our website, and at our events. And it's all in the interest of helping you make those smart energy decisions.
Thanks for listening to Smart Energy Voices, an SED podcast. Digest the insights from today's episode and take action on the ideas that have inspired you. Join us every Friday for conversations with smart energy leaders. We also invite you to check out another SED podcast, Beyond the Meter. Each episode of Beyond the Meter features innovative energy projects and initiatives by large electric power users. To keep up to date with trends and happenings in the energy transition, visit smartenergydecisions.com to register for our daily newsletter and become part of the Smart Energy Decisions community.